In the midst of the chaos and calamity of Hurricane Katrina and its horrifying aftermath, there are some spots of good news. Yesterday, Joe Kirsch and Trenice Williams were married in the Mississippi Coliseum in front of about 1,000 other people displaced by the hurricane. NPR's David Shaper was there.
You got your folks with you?
No.
We brought the... This is your fiancé?
Wedding days can be crazy enough. Imagine doing it totally on the fly with help from people that just a few days ago you had never met.
I'm still in the dark a little, you know. I don't know where we're getting dressed at. I don't know nothing.
Of course, Joseph Kirsch could be speaking for a lot of grooms just a few hours before a wedding.
That's how I know it's going to be over here at the Coliseum.
The Coliseum is where Kirsch, his fiancé, and most of their families have been staying. They had planned to be married last Sunday in New Orleans, but ended up evacuating instead. Williams grabbed the wedding license and the rings, but like most everyone else in this shelter, they've lost just about everything. That's why Red Cross volunteer Gray Wiggers jumped at the chance to help pull the wedding together.
This was the brightest thing going on. Right here in the middle of this gloom, this is the brightest spot, is having life go on. Life is going on.
Wiggers ran to Jackie's Bridal Shop to pick up tuxes and dresses from store manager Tony Lewis.
Your wedding day is one of the most important days of your life, and they lost theirs. I think it's wonderful that the American Red Cross, everybody's putting this together for them. It's wonderful.
Here's my dresses.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, darling.
There you are.
Rochelle Smith.
Oh, you're Rochelle. Okay.
Yes, I'm Rochelle.
Back outside the Coliseum, Wiggers handed the dresses off to Rochelle Smith, another shelter resident who was homeless in Jackson before the storm. When she overheard the bride-to-be's plight, Smith became the wedding planner, enlisting the support of Red Cross staff and volunteers and hitting up local businesses for donations to help pull the wedding off. The bride stepped around the mats, blankets, and bedding of other sheltered residents across the arena floor and up an aisle between 100 or so metal folding chairs. Beautiful flowers, music, and her groom greeted her at a makeshift altar, and they stood before a husband and wife team of Episcopal ministers and said their vows.
I, Joseph, take you, Trenice,
to be my wife,
to have and to hold from this day forward.
Now that Trenice and Joseph have given themselves to each other by solemn vows with a joining of hands and the giving and receiving of rings, I pronounce that they are husband and wife in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Those whom God has joined together, let no one put asunder. Amen.
With her new husband standing beside her, the new Mrs. Kirsch thanked everyone in the Coliseum. Everything for the wedding was donated, from the makeup and the stylists to the cake, dinner, a limo, and a honeymoon at a secluded cabin nearby. They even have job offers and a possible home waiting when they return. Afterwards, Trenice said it has been a hard week, and their future together is still uncertain.
Well, right now, we really don't have any plans on what we're going to be doing, but we do know that we are one now, so everything else will fall. God didn't let us this far, and he have going to lead me further.
And not even a hurricane could tear that apart. David Shaper, NPR News in Jackson, Mississippi.